This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9. But I was like really looking at somebody, okay, eating.
When was this? Recently.
It could have been you, but I'll change it just for the convenience of this story. I was looking at somebody eating, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they
look like me at all?
The eyes of daggers you are giving me right now. You're giving it's wild.
Well, we have a whole specific segment where you call people out.
Oh, okay. No. I wasn't calling you.
Continue with your observation.
And they were very confident in shoveling their food into them. It was an aggressive action into the mouth.
Ooh.
That's what was happening.
Were they angry at the food or?
I did see tears.
Mm.
I don't know if that was food related or just he was very hungry.
Foods but can be a bit aggressive and dangerous.
They can be. They can be. And that could be another topic.
But it's almost like it is. So this person was attacking, you would almost argue. Could I? Is that a word I would use?
You could say that towards the food. Yeah,
interesting.
It was attacking the food so much that it was almost gone within seconds. They were that confident with eating the food.
See, I wish I had that confidence.
I know. And I mean, then you look at other people. I mean, you got the conservative eaters as well that might like to make nice, neat bites.
You got the knife and fork types?
Yes, that's true.
That's true.
That's true. And I mean, I did conveniently make you the shoveler in the mouth of food.
Oh, okay.
But look, I might as well just, you know, air my dirty laundry. And it was me, all right? Oh, yeah, I know. I wish Lewendy had a gasp sound effect lined up. Wasn't in the budget. We missed out on that with that last sound effect.
If only I could buy that for a dollar.
Wendy, can you play it again? I don't know.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Wendy could play it again.
That's always my favorite one so far.
You reckon?
That's pretty good.
All right. Well, yeah. When we make the best of sound effects show, where it's an hour of sound effects.
That could be an upcoming special.
It sounds like a premise to this show.
almost. When you mentioned confident eaters just then.
Confident eaters. Well, hey, that's what Duncan had on the prompt diet.
Well, I hadn't.
You hadn't looked over at the prompter yet.
I don't read the notes before I come here most weeks.
Oh, that's a little bit. I don't know if you can get away with that.
Well, Duncan doesn't listen to the show.
That's fair enough. Yeah.
I was going to say that confident eaters reminds me of, you know, when you go out to a restaurant.
Yes.
And you've got, you know, a person who's able to look at any menu and order almost the first thing they look at because they're happy to just.
They have, yeah. I mean, it's like almost like a prior knowledge.
Yeah.
They know exactly what can attend to their,
you know, all those taste people, buds. All those people who's like, oh, what should I order here? Everything's good. That's not the question
that's,
I asked you.
That's
okay?
Not narrowing it down at all. That's the most vague thing I've heard.
Because that's a confidence I wish I had. I'm too picky an eater to.
You're a niche eater.
I am. I feel like that's a better way to put it. I'm a niche eater.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know, you
have a niche
now.
Palate. You know, that's I wish right. I had that experience of being able to enjoy anything. My taste buds don't agree with
that. Yeah, just being able to go, that sounds nice. Mm. Let's try that without the fear of having, you know, vegetables in it or something.
And not being scared by that word, you know? I wish that was a thing, but I don't think I have the confidence for that.
No, I know. I guess I, you know, vaguely share that in that it's, I mean, I would love to just walk into any place and go, yeah, hey, look, I am going to order all of this. And happily pay for it all.
Yeah.
And be satisfied with the food after.
I know, right?
Unless it's some sort of, you know, I mean, the bread and butter is chips.
Wait, are we talking about bread and butter or chips?
Together.
That sounds like a delicious meal.
With a bit of cheese is fantastic.
You do sound like a bit of a confident eater.
But can you eat that all at a restaurant? I'm not sure. Can you order that at a restaurant? I don't know.
Check in 2018 for Laugh Out Proud, the restaurant.
The restaurant, yeah, that's right.
Where you can get bread and butter.
That's apparently. Right, when we go to the restaurant and make a work trip out of it.
That sounds like a premise.
Wow. That sounds like a premise for later on, but I don't think it is.
I do wish I had that confidence, though. If you've got the confidence to eat whatever you want without fearing that it's going to taste yuck.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're that confident eater, they can order anything off the menu. And even setting some tips on how we could actually, like, open up our palate and really make it enjoyable for us to order anything.
Because I wish I had the, you know, I'm going to say it, the the gall.
That's right.
To walk in.
Did you say my
anywhere?
Name? Did you say my name?
I said ball.
Oh, okay. Ball, like a bouncing ball. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. You enough gall. I know. It takes a lot of gall just to be able to, like, yeah, hey, I'm going to eat this and eat it.
And not be worried, you know? Because I get that fear when I order something that I'm half, like, I don't know what this is.
Mm.
You know? Or
So you just pick around it.
Yeah.
Or only eat the good bits.
Or half of the thing you've ordered sounds nice, and you go, oh, I hope the other half isn't too much on this.
Oh, just eat it all. Look, well, next time, next production meeting, we're going to eat it all right? No matter what it is, we're going to eat it all.
Last time I agreed to that, I ate dog food, so I don't know if I'm...
Well, hey, look, that's the risk you take with Laugh Out Proud.
Oh, and
it's a fantastic risk to take on a Friday morning.
It's the best risk.
The best risk to take.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.